PKG4W is the EMU around, Ed.
Hey, B, good morning.
See you. That was a wild shot in the dark for me. I'm glad you are around. How you been?
Can I'm a kicking. Where you been up to?
I got me a local job, finally. I am not over the road at the moment. I am back home for a little while, seeing if I like it. If not, I'll go back over the road. But I'm driving for a local company, Greenco, delivering beer and soda and stuff. I bought a motorcycle. I don't know if I told you about that. But then the other day, it got wrecked.
Get wrecked.
A 4-year-old lady, failure to yield right of way, made a left-hand turn without looking or slowing down.
I know that hurts.
Under a 45.
Hard thing to do. You ought to try and get on with Coca-Cola. They're looking for drivers. My middle boy, he started out working for Coke, and he's making good money. I mean good money.
Same that they do. It's a lot of hard work, but yep. Very similar company. I work for Greenco. There's Greenco, Coke, and Pepsi. Those are the three companies around here. I work for Greenco. Budweiser, KW Beverages. That's another one. They're all about the same as far as pay goes. Very, very, very similar work, very similar pay.
Down in Charleston right now, working 4 days a week, and then coming home on the weekends. Everything out at BMW pretty much dried up.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know, he doesn't like being down there. He wants to come back up here once I can pick back up. But he said right now, he said, I've got to be down here to make what I need to excuse me. I'm down here to have to make what I need to make.
Understand that completely.
Familiar voice, KK4POT Mobile. Good morning, guys.
KK4WZM.
You and Daniel catch up.
Daniel? Been busy working and stuff, but I'm doing good.
Yeah, roger that. You out on the road this morning already?
Evan.
You still, hauling them trailers around?
Now I am working for Greenco in Cherrydale.
Yeah. You just doing one of their delivery runs?
Doing.
That. We used to work on their trucks years ago. Man, we're probably talking now. It was like 10, I guess, man, it was upwards of 10 years ago now. We used to work on their trucks before they had moved. And, yeah, I'm familiar with those guys. They got some busy runs, man. Those guys stay hopping. You got to unload them at each stop, too, right? Like, it's your responsibility. You get there, and then you unload the stuff. Do you have to stock it and everything?
Not every stop, but a lot of them. And QTs are the very worst. QTs are pretty rough. Dollar Generals are pretty rough. Spinks is ever so slightly better, but it's still usually a large volume of cases. The nicest thing about QT is that because they get so many cases, each one is a massive percentage of your total volume on your truck.
Wow, okay. Hang on just a second, I got a phone call coming in to take. I'll be back in just a second. KK4POT.
Still around?
Still here, I'm still out running.
Out in your neck of the woods a good bit lately. I'm frequently out towards Seneca, Mountain Rest, Walhalla, Clemson, to everything out there.
Cool. One of these days you're going to have to give me a call and we can go grab lunch.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Over this way or is that your regular route?
I am usually out on that route on, I'm trying to remember if it's Tuesday or Thursday. I'm usually out on that route.
Come on, we'll go grab lunch, my treat.
When are you normally awake?
Know what I got going. If we're gonna go eat, I get up early.
I'll be sure to let you know. I'll figure it out. Hey, how much snow did you end up with? I got 4 inches.
It looked like we got about 3, but by the time I excuse me, got up and got to moving, it pretty much was gone.
That's not too bad. A lot of ours is gone now, but it is so far below freezing right now at my house, it is not funny. Very, very cold.
I'm glad it came at night and was gone during the day. Our truck got stuck on Highway 25 coming out of Knoxville, so we didn't get the paper until about 6 in the morning.
My house and my area got messed up worse than anybody else. A lot of people got stuck on 25. The neighbor next door is from New York, and he decided he'd take his all-wheel drive Subaru out there, and he got stuck. He came back with a wrecked car.
5 yesterday off the road. One of them slid off and hit a tree head on.
Pretty interesting. Wow.
The driver wasn't hurt, so it was interesting.
About the snow the other day was it came down at a rate of 3 inches an hour here. And as soon as the snow started falling, it instantly accumulated the same depths on car rooftops, grass, the road, mailboxes. It didn't matter what the surface was. If there were 3 inches in one place, there was 3 inches in all places. It instantly accumulated on the road, and it just came down.
At 4:30, looked out, and the road in front of my house was clear.
Around 11 or 12 in the morning. Well, 11 a.m., 12 p.m., real close to noon, it finally cleared off.
Happy Friday. Well, I'm glad that if you were out in it, you got home safe.
8 a.m. Friday. I actually, I didn't go anywhere this weekend. I just sat and looked at it. My Explorer needs too much work for me to feel comfortable driving it around different places, so I had the rental car that I got from the lady's insurance company, and I knew better than to try to take that out and go play. I don't want to go play in a rental car and get it tore up, especially after seeing Mr. Oh, no one else can drive in snow, but I sure can, get stuck and get hit and all that, whatever happened to his car. I wasn't going to take that chance with this one.
I'm on that now.
No, thank you. Because me having a CDL, the clearer I can keep my motor vehicle records, the better off I am. I have a speeding ticket that's going to finally clear off for the most part. Coming up here in, I think it's March or April, it'll be off of my record. And I'm just trying to hang on until that clears off. That way, I'm in pretty decent shape.
Can't afford to do too much if you want to keep your CDLs.
Especially when it comes to at-fault collisions. Those are the worst ones.
Yeah, I don't like working those with trucks that got CDLs because I knew that he was going to be in trouble.
In fact, any time a commercial motor vehicle is involved in a collision, it is usually a nightmare for the CDL driver, even if he was not marked at fault by the police. Because whoever got hit by the truck gets a high-dollar lawyer and goes after the million-dollar insurance policy on that commercial vehicle, and they try to get every penny out. No matter who is at fault, usually the truck ends up at fault as far as the insurance is concerned, and that makes it very difficult to insure that driver after that because they go, oh, he had a million-dollar claim against him. I don't want him.
Understand that. They're going to have to change that. I mean, if the truck's at fault, the truck's at fault. But if he's not, then leave him alone.
I was driving a dump truck out in Spartanburg County somewhere. I can't remember exactly where he was. I think it was Packlet. And he was driving for a concrete company. Had a load of gravel he was bringing in and made a left-hand turn to go into the plant. And a motorcycle traveling in excess of 80 miles an hour came around the corner and hit his truck. He was marked not at fault because he was clear and the motorcycle was obviously speeding. When they did the collision reconstruction, they figured out he was going well over 80 miles an hour. So it was marked not at fault for the dump truck driver, my buddy. Well, after that motorcycle driver got a high-dollar lawyer, it did become his fault as far as the insurance was concerned. And now when he goes to get a job somewhere else, they go, oh, you had a million-dollar claim against you. All the paperwork from the highway department, from the DOT and everything. An extremely thorough investigation was done on that collision. Everybody was involved because that guy almost got himself killed. He broke his neck, he broke his back, he broke just about everything. And, yep.
The insurance company just didn't want to fight it.
Well, yeah, that after what I just seen with that.
Well, now, a lot of the insurance companies just roll over and say, here.
The lady who hit me, her insurance company did that. Good grief. I had a very difficult time with that one. They refused to cover my bike without an attorney. They said, oh, well, she says she has a green arrow, so we're sure our client wouldn't lie about that, so we are not going to mark her at fault. Your insurance company's going to need to replace her car. I said, well, I got witnesses. They gave the witness information and everything. They said, TR-310 and all that stuff with a detailed explanation of how the collision occurred, that she failed to yield right of way and all that. They said, oh, well, the witnesses likely felt sympathy for you as a motorcycle rider after seeing your bike get destroyed, so we're not going to count their statements as evidence because they probably are biased towards your benefit. So we're not even going to consider that. So I got an attorney, and the attorney went and got the video footage from Sphinx across the street from where the collision occurred. And that shut them up real quick.
Imagine that did. I know it helps when you have stuff like that.
To them saying that they were not going to cover a single penny, I promise you I'll never ride a motorcycle again without a camera running.
Point now, you can't drive anywhere without a camera.
That?
Lawsuit happened here lately. I don't know what's wrong with them. I guess they're just being greedy. Him to disappeared on us. I know he had a phone call.
John, I don't know what happened. Maybe he got to work already, too. He doesn't have a very far drive to work anymore, does he?
How long to get there? About 15 minutes.
Yeah or no?
Fixing to say he should be coming on now and just shortening.
kept my Martian with us for the day. I may be back here in just a minute, though. So stand by. KJ4WZM, I'll be back in a minute.
Here, KM4 and AK Clear.
Hey, anyone around this morning?
That'd be good morning, Al. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I know yesterday.
Something we are involved in, you probably got a little more than we did.
Not about 3 inches where I'm at.
The whole place is flooded.
Heard you on in a while. Has everything been going okay for you?
Outside to fix this antenna because it's so nasty.
He's soggy over this way. Been lucky, ain't had to get stuck or anything, but it's pretty soggy.
Or you're getting stuck. Must be about 10 to, is it about 20 to 6?
Pretty.
I'll take the rest of my medicine, but just wanted to say hello to everybody in here this morning. I know it's, I'm telling you, gee. I'm going to jump out of here while you can still hear me, so I'll catch up with you guys in the morning. Cap 4, mail and clear.
Yep, good to hear from you, glad you're doing okay. KM4, mail and clear.